This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Google has become not just the most evil corporation in the world, but the most dangerous to human freedom. And when I say Google, I use that interchangeably with Alphabet, and it also encompasses YouTube. But look at what we found out recently with the release of this Google, thank God it's Friday, meeting. In this video, which was taken just after the 2016 election, the Google executives are sobbing on camera. They're talking about how all Trump supporters are fascists and Nazis, and they are plotting, the Google executives are all plotting ways to steal future elections and commit massive election fraud, and it's all caught on video. And of course, I'm paraphrasing what they're saying, but it's very clear. If you watch the entire one-hour video, it's very clear that they intend to use their power, abuse their power, to steal all future elections and to make sure that no one like Trump ever gets elected ever again, no conservative ever in office. And they even talk about that they want to make sure that it's just a blip in history. Now, Google is not just attacking human freedom and democracy in America. Google is also colluding with communist China to build and deploy a search engine that would enslave the Chinese population forever under a tyrannical authoritarian regime. Google is now building a search engine that links a person's searches with their cell phone number in China so that the government can track the physical location of anyone who conducts a search through Google on a topic that the Chinese government regime does not want someone to know about, such as Tiananmen Square or the Falun Gong prayer meditation group that has been, you know, banned in China. And those people are arrested and then organ harvested so that the organ trade can benefit the politically connected power elite in China. Google is enabling human organ trafficking. Google is enabling the mass murder of prayer group individuals. Google is enabling a communist regime to run an authoritarian, anti-human rights, tyrannical system of control over a country that now consists of over 1 billion people. And Google is doing this willfully. Google is doing this because it's a model for exactly what they wish to roll out in the United States and the Western world. And if you don't understand yet that Google is a threat to human freedom, that Google is the anti-human rights tech giant, that Google is a greater threat to our world than any other single threat, including the threat of nuclear weapons, or if you believe in climate change, or if you believe in terrorism or North Korea's nukes, nothing compares to the threat that Google now has come to be over humanity. And for this reason, I have a couple of action items here. Number one, realize that Google's executives, thousands of them, must be arrested, indicted, and imprisoned. Google must be dismantled, defeated. Google must be completely taken out of business by the federal government, by the Department of Justice, by the Federal Elections Commission, the FEC, and other groups, the FTC, and so on. And if Google is not completely dismantled and taken down by the government, then I predict it's only a matter of time before the people rise up and take out Google in their own way, because Google is more dangerous to human freedom and more dangerous to democracy and more dangerous to the future of our world than any other group, any other corporation, including Monsanto, which is now Bayer, by the way, which until recently was largely considered the world's most evil corporation because it routinely poisons the food supply with toxic GMOs and glyphosate, Roundup, herbicide chemicals that are causing mass cancer across the board, as a California court recently confirmed in a landmark ruling against Monsanto. But Monsanto's evil is it really pales in comparison to the evil of Google, because Google has now admitted that it will use its power to steal elections, to brainwash the public, to deny people access to information that they're actually looking for, to spread deep state disinfo, and to censor important voices of human freedom, including my own voice, by the way, in the realm of health freedom. I have been completely blacklisted by YouTube since March or April of this year. At one point, my entire website, naturalnews.com, was blacklisted by Google, the search engine, for no justifiable reason. It was a completely fabricated reason. It was punishment for daring to question the vaccine industry and to tell the truth about the ingredients that are used in vaccines as admitted by the CDC and the FDA. If you tell the truth about medicine, you will be blacklisted by Google. If you tell the truth about freedom, or if you question the establishment on anything related to science, medicine, climate change, you name it, Google will blacklist you or shadow ban you or demonetize you or wield other weapons against you to crush your voice. And this all came out in the TGIF video meeting of Google executives. They are plotting this. They are evil individuals. They are anti-human. They are anti-freedom. They are anti-America. Google and China go hand in hand. Google's philosophy is the philosophy of a communist, anti-human regime. Google will support organ harvesting. Google will support the mass murder and execution of political dissidents. Google will violate human rights as long as there's profit involved. And it's so bad now that Google's top executives and engineers are starting to flee the company because they cannot continue to be complicit in this mass evil that is being carried out by Google willfully, deliberately, all around the world. And in fact, we've covered that story at naturalnews.com if you want to read it there. And even more frighteningly, Google is now more powerful than any single nation, including the United States of America. Google has more power to sway elections. Google has massive economic power. Google has censorship power that, of course, the government doesn't have, nor should the government have. But Google has all of this power, more powerful than the United States government, and yet Google answers to no one. There's zero transparency. Google's executives are not elected. Google has no boundaries. Google is subject to no law. And Google can lobby and blackmail lawmakers and use its power to get what it wants from a regulatory point of view or a political point of view and not ever have to answer to anything that it does, whether Google is carrying out massive crimes against humanity, whether Google is advocating the mass poisoning of children with toxic, deadly vaccines like what happened in China, and Google was complicit in that cover-up as well, whether Google promotes the execution and organ harvesting of political dissidents. You know, today, Google is perfecting all of this technology in China so that it can crush human freedom and protect a corrupt communist regime that runs an authoritarian, tyrannical system of control over all of its citizens. Google will roll that out in America. And Google will do everything in its power to help elect a globalist Democrat president who will turn America into communist China. And Google is doing this willfully. Google, it all came out in the video. Google wants this outcome. Google wants communism. Google wants to end free speech. Google has become the most evil corporation in the world. And it's not just that all the people who work for Google are evil themselves. It's that the executives are deliberately working for evil. They want to live in a world where they control everything and no one has any right to speak or think or live or seek out natural medicine or even healthy food because it will all be crushed by Google, which works with the pharmaceutical industry, the cancer industry, the communist regimes of the world, and of course the corrupt Democrat Party that and the deep state that tried to steal the election from Donald Trump and has attempted to run a coup overthrow against America ever since. I say, President Trump, you'd better get someone in the DOJ to go issue arrest warrants for thousands of Google executives you better dismantle this company, take it down, put it completely out of business, because if you don't, I predict it's only going to be a matter of time before the people of America find their own ways to dismantle Google. And that's what needs to be done. Google must be defeated or America is lost. In fact, human freedom will be lost. Google must be defeated, and ultimately Google must be utterly dismantled and rendered obsolete. And the people who run it should spend their lives behind bars. Read more at techgiants.news or listen to my podcast at real.video. The channel name there is HR Report or counterthink.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.